I just hear God saying that the past decade, there were many things that were not necessarily wrong that you held on to. They were enough for the time to get you to the future, but they weren't enough to get you into now. And I hear God saying, today, if you will hear his voice. Today, if you'll hear his voice. And so God wants you to exchange the future for today. Because the future as you saw it is stuck in the past. And God has better things for you than you could imagine. But the time is now. And God is releasing a grace for his body to be able to enjoy the moment. Enjoy the hour. Enjoy the day. Today, if you will hear his voice. Don't even look at this year as how am I going to get to the end of this year, because that's how you looked at last year. And last year, God says, I gave you enough to get you to the end of this year, but I didn't give you enough for today. But now I'm releasing my grace for now. And there's a grace that's coming on my family, a grace that's coming on my people to appreciate the time called now. And don't let now be tainted by what was or diminished by what you think is yet to come. But let now be juicy. Let now be full of life. Let now enter into your mouth. Let now enter into your taste buds, not just your stomach. And live for the moment. Live for today. Today, if you will hear my voice. But God says there's a grace for this. So today is the beginning of a moment of reality. And it'll be real unlike any time before.